Fellow Freedom fans, we're back here with the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm David Allen Carmichael. You can check us out online, of course, at faithfreedoms.org. Keep following what we're doing here, faithfreedoms.org. Hey, you know what? I cut off a call earlier, and it was on the wrong line. We've got a line. It's the toll-free number, 888-850-1872. And sometimes people can go to our website and find out our other numbers, office numbers, things like that. And so this phone is actually gets sent all those numbers. We can see the little lights come up and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, somebody may have been responding to my offer to give this outline for my Faith and Freedom Show. I just found it. I was reaching in my scrap paper pile so that when I respond to callers, I write down what they say and things like that. And I picked up this piece of paper, had all this stuff on both sides. So it wasn't a scrap paper. It was a discard paper. And what is it? I finally, in one day, I was writing a book, Faith of Final Frontier, and I sat down and I wrote out the outline with my own hand in pencil and wrote down some ideas about what it was I was going to have in the book. And it came out a little bit different. I mean, just slightly different. I mean, I painted a pretty good picture of what the thing was going to come out to be. And I said, hey, if you'd like to give a gift to our ministry of $5,000 or more, how's that? They always do that. You know, if you'll give you're not going to get a cloth or anything like that. We're not going to pray over it. But it's kind of one of these things where we're going along doing this kind of stuff. And people don't realize that we really are living on the miracle edge, just doing what we're supposed to do, notwithstanding the math has not, it's a long story. So in other words, if you do feel like you're excited about what we're doing, you want to give to the cause and the gift, I mean, right now I have a need to make sure that we're paying the college fees for those students that we are training to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's their goal. That's their ministry. My daughter, it looks like she'll be going off to India or someplace like that here in the spring. I think it might be India. And she's got a desire to help young ladies who have been abused in trafficking and things like that. And so that's what her heart is, for what she is inspired by the Lord to go save people, the least of these who have been abused. Bless her heart. My wife's going, where'd she get that? Boy, that's dangerous stuff. Well, you know what? She's inspired, and she's running headlong in that direction. No way to make herself be able to pay for that kind of thing. You don't have when you're off doing something nutty like that, you're not running a business. It's not like you're doing commerce and making $1 billion. You're out sacrificing your life for the sake of somebody else. So if you'd like to fund that, I will, and thanks for a gift of $5,000 or more, give this actual piece of paper that I wrote out my outline to Faith of Final Frontier. I actually vaguely remember doing this. I found this in my scrap pile, and I go, well, I remember this. So I finally sat down and said, okay, I'm having trouble focusing. Let me crank out an outline. What is the story going to be? And of course, as a thanks, I'll send you a copy of the book, be signed, etc. But that's something else. Weird but true. Never did that before here on the show. But hey, I've got the microphone, and I'm just going to go ahead and do it. If you'd like to participate, the conversation started. Don't call the office number. Okay, go ahead and give us a call at 888-850-1872, or wait for after the show to call the regular office number. Studies on sex offender recidivism rates. That means going back and doing it again. Recidivism. How come I could say that very easily? Yesterday, I was having trouble with people's names. Studies on sex offender recidivism rates have produced varied results, from as little as 5% reoffending to more than 30%, depending on the severity of the original offenses. Sergeant Mark Jolly of the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office Sexual Predator Offender Tracking Unit says that authorities have had no reports of Miracle Park residents committing new crimes. Still, he said he'd be concerned if he'd lived nearby. Again, in the previous segment, we talked about this thing in Pahokee, Florida, where they've leased out a large number of units, like apartments, for people who have been convicted of sexual offenses and have been let out of jail and have very severe restrictions to what they can do, where they can go, where they can live. Last month, the Palm Beach County Office of Equal Opportunity determined Witherow, that's this minister of Matthew 25 Ministries. By the way, Matthew 25, most likely the thing that they were mentioning there in Matthew 25, well, there's three parables there. They're well worthy of checking out, but one that really strikes in my mind that I can recall in that chapter is the story about the least of these. You visited me in jail. You know, the things that Jesus said, you did the following things. When you did it to the least of these, you did it unto me. So this Mr. Witherow has a Matthew 25 Ministries, and the complex owner, Alston Management Incorporated, that company that he leases from, violated the county's fair housing ordinance by threatening to evict families with children. A letter sent in December by Alston Management informed tenants in what was then Pelican Lake Village that it was becoming adults only. Witherow started renting to offenders in January. So the letter went out in December. If you have children living or staying in the apartment under the age of 18 years old, you will have to vacate the property or be evicted, the letter stated. The Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County and the Florida Equal Justice Center have sued Witherow and Alston on behalf of former residents, claiming they violated county and federal housing laws. Somebody send those people some money. How's that? Just give them some money. Make it sort of like eminent domain. You know, just give them a little bonus dollars and just to help them from their suffering that they've had because of the disruption. I hope it all works out. Legal aid attorney Shane Weaver said the housing of sex offenders is not the concern. Legally, Miracle Park can exist because it sits in an unincorporated part of Palm Beach County far enough away from where children gather, so it violates no laws. However, you can't just target people with children and say, leave. I've been targeted by so much worse. Alston owner Calvin Alston did not return telephone messages from the Associated Press, but Witherow said the letter was a mistake. He said residents were welcome to stay, but the school bus stop had to go. So I guess there's no prohibition of living at a place where it's near children. You just can't go where the congregation places are. But that's a little bit hard to do when they're living there. That was the only thing that prevented us from having sex offenders here was the bus stop. Mary Diggs, 69, okay, she lived there for a long time. She was offended. This one lady that lived there said, they don't seem to bother me in no way, talking about the sex offenders. Mr. Witherow stood behind the church pulpit. Now, this is neat. Can I just tell you, it's a big discussion to know whether sex offenders ought to be killed or not. Whether it's a capital crime, that's a whole different discussion. Because this conversation doesn't come up if that's the case. Whole different discussion. It's a great big pendulum of things that need to be talked about on that. But with this, okay, we've got sexual offenders. They've done their time, so to speak, and they're let out. Now, what do you do with them? Hopefully, you can get these people to not be that way, to not, even if they've got impulses, that you've got some mechanism to enable them to not do the wrong thing. All right? On a recent Sunday at Miracle Park, Witherow stood behind the church pulpit, preaching to about 15 sex offenders. And this is what he said, just quoted by the Associated Press. The word helps us to keep pure, to live a pure life, to keep us from sinning, Witherow said. Hallelujah. And that is true. We in our depraved state as men really don't have what it takes to nip it all in the bud, baby. I'm just telling you what. A little divine inspiration and recovery of our souls and restitution and fixing and redemption goes a very long way. Mr. Aponte, this is one of the sex offenders, he's 34 years old, recently released sex offender, bowed his head, closed his eyes, and opened Bible on his lap. He took the microphone and wrapped the service with a prayer. Lord help us, I'm not going to rap, to stop loving things that are not of you. You see the struggles that each one of us are going through. Father, you see the physical pain, Lord, the mental pain, the emotional pain, Lord. Help us, Father, because we are weak. Now, I will tell you, there's another article that I read today about Susan Atkins. She was one of the people convicted of the murders in 1969, the Manson murders, the LaBianca family, Sharon Tate and her friends and family. Very horrific thing that happened in 1969 in Los Angeles. I actually saw some of the Manson followers protesting and actually played on the La Bianca front yard, folks. I mean, so I know the neighborhood of all those kind of things that were going on. And so I remember that stuff vividly from my childhood. She died last night, actually this morning, Easter time, last night, California time. Susan Atkins. Now, murderer. I haven't read her entire story, so I'm not sure of the details of it, but murderer. But very shortly after the murderer, now she could have been killed, you know, got the death penalty. Her life did change. Her internal life, hopefully, did change. Her perspective changed. There's going to be some, there's been some, let's say, redemptive work that has been done. I use that just kind of as a general term, not literal term, but there's things that she did that benefited people. Nothing makes up for the loss, in her particular case, of Sharon Tate that was killed and Sharon Tate's baby, Paul, that was inside her womb. So that's a horrific, horrific, just evil thing that happened. Now, the woman herself, if she's allowed to let to live, can come to a place where she's fixed internally. Fixed internally, supernaturally. Fixed. Just like this guy, Mr. Aponte, age 34. He could be fixed. Now, the problem is he could have been put to death for it, fixed or not. Susan Atkins could have been put to death, fixed or not. She was never granted parole. She just died last night of a brain tumor. You know, did evil things. Now, the thing is, the person themselves can be fixed. The problem is it will never make up for the injury to that little one, to the helpless youngster, especially sex offender could be, or a vulnerable one. Usually these kind of things are, they take somebody who's vulnerable and they violate them. And Jesus said, the biblical perspective is better that a millstone was hung around your neck and you be cast into the sea than you offend one of these little ones. There's a huge accountability should be here temporarily for this, because that's really the purpose of government, isn't it? To protect the weakest member of our society, as Sir William Blackstone said, from the insults and injuries of the stronger one. That was the purpose of government and law, is to do that. That was the purpose of government, as far as Sir William Blackstone said. So there's ought to be a great penalty near term. Ultimately, they've got, it's appointed man wants to die, then the judgment. They've got a more difficult case later, unless they've got an extremely good advocate before the Father. So that's something to think about. But so in one hand, I would say, hey, this thing's going on in Florida. It's interesting that this Mr. Witherow came up with an idea to have convicted and let out of jail sex offenders put in one place so he could do what he could to feed them the word of God, to keep their focus right, their behavior right, accountability, I think is fabulous. If you're going to let them out of jail, what are you going to do with them? Well, this guy's got a ministry, and it's called Matthew 25 Ministries, and it's in, let's see, so if you want to look that up, I don't have the detailed information about where to get this guy, but it's in Pahokee, Florida, and you can check that out. This is an interesting topic. Interesting topic. It's a troubling topic. And again, I know a situation here recently where I was put in a situation. It was very awkward, but I let my daughter go to a birthday party. And it turned out, we found out later that night and the next morning that somebody at the birthday party was given charges of aggravated sexual assault on some of the young people that were there. Praise the Lord. It was not my, I'm glad it was not my daughter, but the problem is I really felt the heebie-jeebies before sending her off to this thing, and I couldn't be there, and neither could my wife. It's very unusual. But we knew people that were there. We said, well, this so-and-so is there, you know, so we've got accountability and stuff like that. And very tragic thing, very tragic story. The person is in jail. They ought to be in jail, if not other things. And it's just a horrific thing what's been done to innocent people. Now, we're going to try to get up on a cheerier topic when we come back. Our number, 888-850-1872.